in Jeff Lewis's world,
there's never a dull moment.
I was traumatized. I kept thinking Vegas strippers, Doug's massage, excessive drinking, drug use, unprotected sex. Like, it's all, like, flashing in front of me.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it.
Because I have a UTI and I'm in pain.
And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Todd Lewis, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Todd, you get top billing this morning.
I am Denise Richards' understudy.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know, it's, and I look just like her, so
you're
I
such
can
an
see
ingenue.
Why.
And I do want to just defend Denise for a second because she did text me this morning. She's in Italy and her flight got canceled, so now she's trying to like get on another flight to get home. And I mean, it was probably a little. I mean, she was supposed to come in last night to then on the show today. We probably should have allotted a few more days.
Yeah, I didn't realize
but
that.
We were so excited to have her back.
I just want Denise.
We just took the
what?
First. But, oh, but no, Todd.
He's
Renee,
sitting right
on.
Here.
I'm so
I'm right
sorry.
Here.
Just,
no,
I've
no,
never
no.
wanted a guest more than Denise. Like, wow. There's no one that could ever, like,
nice.
I mean, we shouldn't have done a show today in honor.
I mean,
yeah. Right.
I'm here.
no, we're really glad you're here. Now, unfortunately, I've been, well, first of all, yesterday, we celebrated your birthday, right?
No one ever came over and sang to me.
Well, that's the problem, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
But we went to Chili's yesterday for lunch. Big shocker.
Yep.
I took Megan and Todd and Shane. Shane, how much was the bill yesterday?
I think $60.
Yeah. Wow.
Why was it so much? Because I got that triple dipper.
We got the triple dipper, the quesos, you know, situation arrangement.
And then I did give Kenny, mostly because he's hot, not that he's a great waiter, but mostly because he's hot, I did give him $25.
No, that's not why you gave him the big tip. You have to be honest.
Why do you always fucking out me?
Because I want you to be honest for once.
Tell him. Talk to Kenny directly.
Why did you tip him? Why'd you tip him big?
Well, first we talked about our other waitress.
Natalie.
Now, Natalie is very...
What was that?
Natalie.
That's funny.
Weird.
Natalie is very energetic. She's positive. She calls me babe. She calls me handsome. She calls me honey.
Angel.
She calls
love.
Me angel. So I told Kenny, I said, you know, I always tip Natalie pretty big because she always calls me handsome.
Right.
And I said, is there something you want to say to me? He's like, you're very handsome.
Right.
And then he said it again when he brought, I was like, do you have anything to say to
because
me, Kenny?
Because you asked him again.
Right.
When he brought the bill over.
I have to remind Kenny.
You did have to remind him a couple times.
When he brought the bill over, you said, do you have anything to say to me, Kenny?
And he said, you're handsome. I said, okay, well, here's the tip. So this is the tip I'm giving you, Kenny.
Right.
So, you know, just so we have an understanding here. Now, Kenny, you asked Kenny to celebrate
I pulled him aside privately and said, hey, we're celebrating Megan's birthday. I don't know if you guys do something, but if you do, that's why we're here. And he was like, oh, my God, I got you.
And nothing.
No, he didn't.
And then
got
he didn't.
You.
To his defense, there was a lot of people in that bar by the time we left. And
there
he
were?
Was there by
four
himself.
Tables.
No, there
he
was.
By himself. He was in the weeds.
Yeah, he was in the weeds.
On.
Leave Kenny alone.
Is that restaurant talk? Because that's what Stu said to me today.
Yeah. Jeff, you don't remember that I managed at Tony Roma's for 5 years. I know restaurant lingo.
Wow.
Because Stu said something about in the weeds today, and
I
didn't
know. In the weeds,
yeah. That means you're very busy.
Because I was explaining the Chili's, you know, their, you know, happy birthday, Chili's,
right,
the whole
right.
thing.
Yep.
And then Stu volunteered. He said, well, we used to have to sing happy birthday when I worked at TGI Fridays. And I said, I never knew you worked at TGI Fridays. Did you know that, Jameson?
I didn't know that, but I could sense it about him. There's like this kinship and a connection, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you worked at TGI Fridays.
Exactly.
Oh. I just think it's interesting, out of all the conversations we'd have
He's
with Jameson working there
yeah.
and all your flares, he never said a word.
Nope. He has secret flair. It's probably under the bed
he
or
told
something.
Me he had 35 flares.
Wow.
He
heavy.
Said, he said that there were other nerds, though, that Weighted had like
best.
100 flares.
Yeah.
Well, he also
the
worked
lifers.
There for 2 years.
2 years in Dublin.
Wow. Oh, that's fun.
Okay, so... I said to him, I'm like, I'm just curious, like, how does the birthday song compare to Chili's? And I kind of sung Chili's for him. And then while he was singing it, I recorded him.
Oh.
So we have it.
Oh, happy, happy birthday on such a special day. Oh, happy, happy birthday. That's all we have to say. Oh, happy, happy birthday. May all your dreams come true. Oh, happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. Hey.
Now, let me ask you something. There was a little pause in the middle. Did he
yeah,
forget?
Yeah, he forgot the words.
I thought that. I'm like, he forgot.
It's like, what comes after happy?
So he sung that.
Yeah.
Birthday.
He sung that probably 600 times.
Oh, God.
But he doesn't remember it.
We had a second one at Tony Roma's.
What was it?
We called it the military, which is Tony Roma's birthday here, and then everyone repeats it. Tony Roma's birthday here, here to spread some birthday cheer.
Here to spread some birthday cheer.
Oh, shit, I forgot the rest.
Oh, God. 5 years?
You worked there for 5 years.
But no one would ever do the military. It was like the one guy, the one lifer nerd would always do that one, but everyone else just went to the easy
what was the
one? Happy, happy birthday. No, Tony Roma's did the same exact one.
Oh, happy, happy, which one? The one that, the TGI Fridays?
From the Roma crew, which we were Tony Roma's. We wish you lots of happiness in everything you do.
From the Roma crew.
Yeah, happy, happy birthday. May all your dreams come true. We wish it was a birthday so we could party too.
That's Chili's too.
Yeah, yeah.
So Chili's ripped it off from Tony Roma's.
Yeah.
Did you write that, Todd?
I did not, but should I have? But the military one, when executed correctly, was awesome. And the one guy, he would like come out with the takeout boxes, and he would do like puppets with them. Oh, yeah, he was good.
I have a question. So when they sing Happy Birthday on shows or movies, and they sing the whole song in its entirety, do they have to pay a licensing
public
fee?
Public domain. I think Happy Birthday is public
domain.
It
is.
Yeah. So I was like, God, the guy who wrote Happy Birthday must be
so
rich.
That is true. That like it was not public domain.
It's public domain now after 99 years.
No, it wasn't until I'm pretty sure.
And
it
I believe
wasn't.
It was a woman who wrote Happy Birthday.
Shout out women.
Jameis, am I right about that? I think it was a woman who wrote Happy Birthday.
Gonna look
the original Happy Birthday song.
That surprised me because there's no like really good female writers out there.
Oh my God.
They're all men.
Jesus.
Diane Warren.
Have you heard of the Beatles?
Is that her name? Who wrote all the greatest songs of all time?
All right, so listen. I love Chili's, but my teeth do not like Chili's.
I can barely look at you.
I know.
It's so tough.
I apparently loosened up some teeth yesterday when I was at Chili's. I shouldn't have had those chips and salsa, but they look so good. Last night, 4:15 a.m., I woke up, my front tooth rolling around my mouth. So I am toothless, not homeless. And it is not cute.
It is so not bad. A good
I look like a fucking hillbilly.
I mean, I tried. I mean, I can't. It's
if they
very
do
hard
a Deliverance sequel, I probably could audition right now.
You could open a bottle.
Offer only,
that,
honey.
You're a shoe in. You're a tooth in.
But I don't think you should blame Chili's. What did you eat last night before bed?
I had some sushi.
And?
Ice cream.
And?
Get it.
Okay, I had some pretzels, but I have to tell you what I did.
Oh, it was the pretzel.
Pretzels.
The pretzel loosened it up.
And that was what knocked it out the first time.
I know.
You're a
pretzel. But this time, you know what I did? I would suck on the pretzel and wait for it to be really soft before
disgusting.
I started chewing.
Ew.
That's what Quinn does. She'll like lick the salt
off.
It's so disgusting.
Because you can't immediately bite it because I thought I would lose my tooth, which I did.
Right.
And by the way, I think this happens with you and Carrie. When you're watching a show, like we were just, all I wanted to watch last night was Beverly Hills Housewives. That's all I wanted to watch. What is it, 50 minutes?
Yeah.
It took us 4 hours to get through that.
It drives me nuts. The other night, we were watching the Better Call Saul finale.
It's my fault, too, though.
3.5 hours. Because you have to pause.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then she'll ask a question. And wait, what did he say? Wait, why are they doing that? And I'm like, this is the first time I've ever seen it, just like you. And by the way, she talked about it on the air the other day. She talks about how I go forward and I watch stuff. Here's what I figured out. If you were watching Netflix or whatever, you can't just turn off the TV. You have to press stop.
Agreed.
Right.
Otherwise,
plays.
It will play. And then I get blamed that I watched it. And I'm like, no, that's not what happened. So I wanted to clear that up.
So that's probably what,
So now I have to stop it and then hit power. And then she doesn't think that I'm, skipping forward and watching it.
What we do is, hey, I'm going to stop this for a second. I got to use the restroom. And then I'll press it again. I'm like, hey, you want some ice cream? Okay. And then I'm like, hey, I'm going
to
run to the kitchen. And I press
stop
again. I
have to go suck on
pretzels.
Again. Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, do you want some more water?
Pretzel rods.
He'll just randomly have a thought. Like today, blah, 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 blah. Like in the middle of Beverly Hills Housewives. So I have to stop.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal. But it did take us 4 hours to get through one episode of Beverly Hills Housewives last night. Which is absurd.
She'll also, if she's not interested, she's like, you watch it. But then she'll sit in bed with her phone, like in full blast volume. And then I can hear the videos that she's watching. I really have to pause. And I look over and she's like, what? Watch your show. I'm like, I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
Now, I've talked about this. I really, at this point, try to choose very simple programs so I don't have to answer questions. So Monroe, it was over the weekend. We watched Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2. Now, I got up early. Stu slept probably an extra hour than I did. We were on to Home Alone 2. He started asking questions. I don't get it. Like, don't they live in New York? I said, no, they don't live in New York. I said, it's based out of Chicago.
Right.
I said, he's like, what? Which one is this? And you know he's seen them all. I said, this is 2. I said, so, basically what happens is, because he goes, I feel like they're running around like they did in 1.
Yep.
And And then I said, so then I had to explain. He's like, I don't, so what? So they go on the trip or whatever. I said, it's called Home Alone. Home Alone. Mm-hmm. I said, so what happened was in the first one is they left him home.
Alone.
By himself in Chicago.
Right.
Home Alone. And it just, it seems like an easy thing. Like Monroe has no questions.
She gets it.
No questions at all.
Yeah.
And she's just like, can we start it again?
But why is Kevin there by himself? He's a kid.
Literally. Those are the questions.
Why is Kevin in New York
but aren't
alone?
They, I don't understand. Don't they live in New York? No, they don't live in New York. Yeah, so that's what we do. And by the way, last night, getting ready for bed. I have a big shower, so we just jumped in the shower, right? So I, nothing crazy. And so okay. I was ready to go to sleep.
You're taking your third shower of the day.
It was my second.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was my second. So, I joke around like there's the rinse station, there's a soap station. Right, so I'm on the other side of the shower, and I'm completely sudsed up, right? He's in the rinse station. So he rinses off, turns off the water, and then fucking leaves. And I said, hey, still in here. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Full of fucking soap.
Cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a little sad dog.
It's in your eyes. You can't see to turn it back on.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Turn the light out. Like,
this is ready to go to bed. Good night.
Oh, my God.
A proper respect to Megan Weaver. In fact, Happy Birthday is somewhat attributed to American sisters Patty and Mildred Hill.
Two women.
In 1893.
Right.
Thank you.
Somewhat disputed, but yes, and it is in the public domain. Megan,
wow.
I'm on point today.
Wow. Someone did their research. Someone.
Not drinking.
Yeah.
No, I drink.
Oh.
Yesterday, Dr. Donna was here.
Yes, she
I thought
was.
It was a very strong episode.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to hear from Dr. Donna.
Love that.
It's kind of a waste of a guest. I talked about myself the whole time, as usual. But
that's weird.
So Stu was like, because you were in the car, we were on speakerphone. He's like, God, I really love that Dr. Donna. She says a lot of smart things. So everybody knows from listening to the show that she constantly says, you separate the
drama from the reality.
So this is what he says. I mean, I just love, like, to take yourself from the reality, 1/1002, of the situation. I'm like, that's not at all what she says, at all. Take yourself from the reality of the situation.
That's not what she says. Bless him. He is cute.
Well said.
Take yourself out of reality.
He is cute.
And put yourself into the drama.
And they live.
Well, that's what we do
in
here.
New York.
A lot of you are attacking me and saying that I'm ruining the concert for him tonight. We're going to One Republic. I was going to go a little early, stand out front, because in Orange County I get recognized a lot.
Oh, that's right.
And take some photos.
With just that
to feed,
mouth?
Just to feed my ego. But obviously I can't do that now.
You can just go back to the way you used to
Where are
smile.
They playing? Orange County Fair? You'll fit right in. You're good.
Oh.
No, I mean, look, I love Orange County. I'm
We're
from
going
there.
To the Honda Center. But here's the thing. I don't want, it's not worth it to me. For the last song to be there an additional hour, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because what's going to happen is
you get stuck in the parking lot.
The house lights go on. Mm-hmm. Everyone leaves at once. It takes 30 fucking minutes to get out of the stadium. Another 30 minutes to get out of the parking lot.
I always leave early.
People are calling me selfish. They're saying that he should go with someone else. Here's the thing. I woke up this morning and I said, look, how important is this last song to you? He's like, it's fine. I said, can you hear it from the parking lot? If you really like it, we can hear. I can stop outside the stadium at the car with the car running.
Yeah, you can hear it,
and you can listen to the song, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna fucking hit that accelerator and screech out of that parking lot.
I did that with the Rolling Stones. I left like before they played. You know, I don't know, Brown Sugar, Satisfaction, something, and I could hear it from the parking lot. It was totally fine. I was the first one out of there.
So we're gonna go to I think probably maybe Morton's or something first, or
I don't know if you should say that.
Oh,
well, it doesn't matter.
A little late.
Well, I'm hoping someone will come by.
All right.
Photo op.
But I'm just going to have to get soup, I guess, because once they glue my tooth back on this morning, I don't want to lose it again.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
So mashed potatoes.
The third time you're going to see him to fix your falling teeth? Third time or fourth time?
Third time.
Third?
Well, two are missing. One is half cracked. One is missing because I swallowed
two.
It. Then there was the chip, which he fixed.
Four. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're right. He fixed the chip, then it
so
fell out.
So have you
out.
Seen him every day this
the
week?
The dip is in the chip.
Yeah.
You're right. It's my third time.
Well, I thought it was four.
No, it's third because
he didn't fix that one that you swallowed, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Because you can't. Because it's, and we have to wait for it to come out.
Did it come out yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Ew.
You look like a hockey player.
Are you going to feel it? Do you think you'll feel it?
Should I just tell everybody I got in a fight?
Yeah. Well, you're going to be at the pond, the Anaheim pond. Mm. That's where the Ducks play. You can just say, oh, yeah.
Lost it at hockey practice.
Right.
you could wear a mask at the concert, but everyone's going to think you're like a mega liberal.
Oh, yeah, especially in Orange County.
Oh, not in Orange County. Yeah, you can't wear a mask in Orange County.
Oh, God. You'll be canceled. You'll be stoned.
They'll run me out of town.
Stoned alive.
Get the fuck out of here. So Counting Stars is the second to last song.
That's a good one.
That's a good great one.
So we're going to stay for that one.
Okay.
But he said 30 seconds before Counting Stars ends is where we're going to start to move. So we've got a plan.
That's a good plan.
So don't fucking beat me up. We have a plan. We have a plan. And then everyone is going to be very happy about this too because, yes, the Napa trip, I did start making it about me. I started choosing things that I'd want to do.
Right.
He was getting a little bit annoyed by it. I corrected myself. I said, hey, I'm sorry. This is your trip. What do you want to do? So I've been very inclusive with him. We've changed plans. There's things he doesn't want to do that I had planned.
Whatever. Like what?
I wanted to go to a white party. Like there's not a gay white party, but there was like this big white party.
Oh, thank God we're not doing that. Oh,
no.
I have white t-shirts.
I'm so relieved.
Yeah, no, there were things that I wanted
to do. I'm surprised he wouldn't jump on that because he does have his white pants.
Yeah.
I mean, every excuse to put those on.
You know, they went missing and I was really happy about that, but then I saw them in the closet this morning.
Aren't all the parties you go to white?
Nice.
In Orange County?
Nice.
That is true.
Good.
You're right. I go every weekend to a white party.
You don't need to go that time.
One more tooth question. Sorry. Are you getting your permanents tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You just couldn't make it all the way.
No.
No, I couldn't.
Tooth fail.
I should have done is smoothies and soft food.
Well, we know. That's what we would have done.
Can you do me a big favor? Hmm. When you go to the dentist, can you ask, is it a him?
It's a him, yeah.
Can you ask him how many, like how common is it that people are coming back within a week?
I don't think it's that common.
Most people don't eat pretzels on the daily with their
or chilies.
I want a percentage.
So here's the thing. For those of you that criticize me, that say I'm selfish, I am letting him do whatever he wants.
Great.
Okay? I'm going to smile without my teeth and I'm going to grin and bear it.
Okay.
I'm going to take Jenny's book title and I'm going to apply it to my daily life. I'm going to grin and bear it, but let me tell you what he wants to do. He wants to go to St. Helena, which is a cute little town.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh. He wants to walk around all the shops.
Oh.
Fine.
Get an ornament.
Oh, God.
Fine. Yeah, Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine. I'll do that.
God, it's like a walking tour.
Then
he
wants to rent a car.
No.
Oh.
Which sounds like a lot.
With everybody or just you? Just you, right?
He wants to rent a car. No, you're lucky you're getting out of this.
Thank God.
He used to live in Napa, right?
Yes.
He wants to take me around.
That's nice, though.
No, no.
Okay, maybe not.
He wants to show me the apartment he lived in.
That's cute.
So we're going to drive by the building.
Drive by it.
Okay, fine.
I do that same shit to Carrie.
He wants to drive by the work place. He said he used to ride his bike from the apartment to work. He wants to show me. I'm like, are we going to rent a car to look at a fucking bike path?
He's like Uncle Rico.
So whatever. Do I want to do it? No.
But you're going to.
Yes.
But I'm going
to
do it. And I'm
going to
be so happy and so positive and whatever he wants
to
do.
You're getting to know him better. That's nice.
I don't need to see a fucking bike path. I don't care how he got to work. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Nice.
I'm
getting it out now.
Okay, good. Get it out of your system.
I think you should hold on to that Xanax from your dentist appointment.
Just a little.
Take one Saturday, 7
a.m. Not a whole one. Not
by
a whole
one. By the time 10 o'clock rolls around, you'll be like, oh my God.
I have nine left.
So
I have nine Xanax left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll bring
a
eight
chip.
To Napa.
A little chip.
A little chip. You just need a chip.
Don't say chip.
It's triggering.
I know, that's true. That's true. Well, I'm just so glad that we all don't have to go.
So can I tell you something? You guys get to have a free morning.
Yep.
While I go on a goddamn tour.
Oh, thank God.
Have fun.
Todd, we got out of it.
I know. What are we going to do?
You're so lucky.
Poolside, hang out, go to a winery.
Sleep, hang out, drink, do whatever you want.
More.
I'll
be real nice. Maybe a massage.
I'll be looking at an apartment he lived
good.
In.
Maybe
dead
people.
That's nice.
Yeah, I love seeing dead people.
It's nice.
Okay.
Don't you want to show him the house you grew up in Orange County?
No, I don't care.
God, you are a monster.
I do that to Carrie.
I'll give him the address.
Nice.
He can look it up on Zillow.
It's part of your past.
Yeah.
You want
it's an aerial view, whatever. No, why don't we need to drive there? with computers today.
Every time I go to Orange County or Vegas, I go over my old spot.
Yeah.
I always drive by and just kind of look at them because it's nostalgic.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are back with Todd Lewis, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Next Monday, we have Mercedes Chavid and Zach Noe Towers. Tuesday, Carney Wilson and Megan Weaver. Wednesday, Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard. Thursday, Megan will be back with Doug Budin.
Yay.
And then Friday, Patrick Simpson and Paul Attu will be with us. Okay, Todd.
Yeah,
you love them, huh?
I love them.
Me too.
They're
I'm
the
obsessed.
Best.
I have a secret obsession with them. Yeah, they're a good time.
It's yeah, I time. Think a lot of people do.
There's another person that has a secret obsession with them too, but it's kind of me, but not me.
Does he live in the Valley?
He does. He has a business in the Valley.
Sure.
I don't know what we're talking about.
He has some dogs.
I don't either.
Princess, Tinsel,
Ring
a bell.
Wow.
Got it.
Wow. Oof. Now, I experienced how truly competitive your wife is last week in the grilled cheese cook-off. You know, she was not happy about losing that competition, and some may say she's a poor loser. Now, it tends to run in the family because you also are a poor loser as well when you did not even place at the 4th of July float competition. All I'm going to ask you is, have you come around? Are you planning on entering the contest again in 2020? Okay.
I'm out.
No.
Wow. You're retiring.
Honestly, it was a. I mean, look, I don't want to rehash it. Blah blah blah.
We don't need to
slap in the face.
Light them up.
Yeah. I'm done with it. It's a lot of work. I'm getting older.
Okay.
It hurts my back.
And you've probably alienated a lot of neighbors in the process.
I think that a lot of neighbors supported me. They're like, "How did you?" Well, I mean, we don't have to go rehash it, but yeah, I'm out. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Well, I have a situation in my neighborhood right now where I have a lot of neighbors that are probably irritated with me.
That's right.
Now, I have to say, I don't have much to do with this, but as you know, a few days ago, there was a home invasion robbery across the street, one house over, and it has somehow become about me over the last few days, where there's lots of articles where it says, you know, Jeff Lewis's neighbor.
Right.
And it talks about me and how it's affected me.
Forget about the woman that got pistol whipped.
People are saying that I am taking advantage of the situation to self-promote. Duh. Do you know me? I have two shows to promote. But I will say, and, you know, we can talk about what an inconvenience it was for me, too. I mean, I know that she was, you know, she was zip-tied.
She was hog-tied and pistol whipped.
Well, they taped off the street. I could not get in my driveway. I had to park four houses down. Mm. It was very inconvenient.
The horror.
But it was inconvenient.
Didn't they grab a suspect?
Yeah.
They did, and I wanted
and
to. Yes.
That has to do with you. How many home invasion robberies are there in Los Angeles? But all of a sudden, they have somebody
because
of the affiliation with you.
Because I've brought a lot of
attention
to this horrific crime. Now, not in the articles, they don't mention the poor woman that got robbed. They just mention me and how it affected me.
Right. Well, that's because you talked about how it affected you.
I heard your driveway was blocked. I mean, that had to be awful.
I mean, what happened to me is not as bad as what happened to her, but I was very inconvenienced. And then on Radar Online, this is so fucking genius, because they took, because again, I had to walk four houses down to my car. Mm. So the paparazzi took a picture of me. It's not like I called anyone, be like, oh my God, would you like me to give an interview?
You were outside on your doorstep.
I swear to God,
I
did not. That was shame.
You're waving them down.
That was shame.
I was like, hey guys, this is crazy, right?
So
direct line to TMZ.
They have a picture of me on Radar. It says, holding his cell phone and jacket, the famed interior designer turned television personality looked shocked and confused as he exited the building to see the officers in blue swarming his neighbor's home.
Wow, drama.
It was really, really traumatic for me.
Okay.
You brought down that suspect on your own. You're the John Walsh now. Is that the guy?
Yes.
Oh, you do look America's very confused.
Yeah. Oh,
and
you
shocked.
Do look confused.
And shocked.
I mean, I was happy they chose that picture, though.
Quite handsome.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, shout out
look
to
at Shane.
Okay,
oh, Shane.
Shane is like
he made it.
Creepy guy in the bushes.
He made the tabloids.
Oh, I'm like so shocked and like so confused. I'm like, what's happening?
Jeff Lewis and son.
Congratulations, Shane.
You look really masked there, Shane.
I was just like really shocked and confused.
Mask for mask.
What's up?
And let's be honest, Shane, you started sending that picture to your friends and you said, what did you say?
I was like, oh my God.
Press.
Press.
You look very angry.
I'm like, I'm
I think
like,
the sun's in your eyes.
Well,
I think
we were shocked.
No,
and confused.
I'm like, LA, what's no. happening in Los Angeles? You
I think
know,
you
like
guys
the crime.
Have the, the sun's in your eyes, so you're squint. You're giving that sort
Are
of
you guys holding hands?
Manly.
It
does looks look like you're
we
holding.
We do look
hands.
Like we're holding hands.
We're
sometimes we do.
Jay was very scared.
I need to console him.
But if you can see, I'm tired because I had to walk like
2 feet.
No, what's four houses? What kind of? I mean, how many feet is that?
100 feet.
I had to walk 100 feet. And I had to go, I had to duck underneath the police tape.
Yeah.
And then, and remember also, I was trying to work.
You're
and those,
a survivor.
Honey, you are working in that photo.
The police rang my doorbell 3 times.
Interrupted
okay,
you.
You were trying to nap, first of all.
You were working.
I was tired. I was, I mean, just the
That's
stress.
That's a crime that they
so
woke
much.
You up.
No,
so
honestly,
much.
The fucking helicopters woke me up. I was so pissed. I'm
I
like, what is going
that.
On?
I hate when there'll be a helicopter at like 4 a.m. that just sits there and hovers above your neighborhood. That's the worst.
Oh, it is. I mean, I was trying to nap.
Yeah.
So,
and
but the good news is you're right. It brought, you know, because there was a little bit of press, I'm sure it puts a little bit of pressure on the mm-hmm. police department to get, a, you know,
yeah.
to a suspect. Find a suspect.
They're going to come to you for other things as well, the police department. You're like McGruff, the toothless crime dog. Remember McGruff when we grew up? He had like the trench coat and the hat.
Was he missing a tooth?
People are saying well, that I did not I did not cooperate with the police. That is not true.
Well, you didn't.
The quote.
No,
you wouldn't
what
give
happened
them the
no,
DVR.
No. The third time they rang the doorbell.
You let them in.
I said, come on in. I offered them something to drink. I asked them if they wanted to go swimming. I showed them.
It's a hot day.
I showed them the video. And by the way, the police, the police officer,
right.
He noted what you could see from the camera, what you could not see. He said, I'm going to speak to the detective and we will get back to you. If they needed it, they would have come back and rang the doorbell for a fourth time.
And woken you up.
But they met a lot of resistance. Maybe that's why they didn't
No.
Or they found him. And so they didn't
Thanks
need
to
it.
Jeff.
Thanks to my beautiful paparazzi picture and that strong jawline.
Wow.
They found it.
But people were saying that I'm an asshole, that I didn't cooperate, that I don't care about my neighbor.
And then there's the stuff
is there,
the
is there a quote in any of those articles that say, I don't care about my neighbor?
Well, there's one where you say, I did not cooperate.
And you're an asshole well before the home invasion, let's
I
be
mean,
clear.
Let's, they said those things before and
yeah,
they will
and
continue.
After, they'll continue.
You should have sent her flowers.
Oh.
That's nice.
I just hope you feel better soon. Sorry to hear about the episode.
That'd be nice.
I mean,
nice.
I'm going to reiterate, she, even though the paramedics were there, she chose not to go to the hospital. That tells me there's no broken bones. There's no, you know, stitches or anything like that.
You only get flowers if you have stitches and broken bones.
No, but I'm, what I'm saying
but
is that she
PTSD?
Wasn't she wasn't seriously, seriously hurt, thank God.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And then, yes, there's probably going to be some PTSD.
Yeah.
I should give her Dr. Judy and Dr. Donna's phone number.
You should, like, send her dinner
you
or
put
something.
That on the card.
You know, she's probably traumatized. That sucks. That's
yeah,
awful.
It's terrible.
This feels a little yeah. Erica Jane where she doesn't mention the victims. Like, you're not mentioning the victims.
I'm going to get her a Chili's card.
Oh, that's
See?
Nice.
There we go.
Nothing will cheer her up more.
Well,
then a Chili's
the
card.
Chili heads are going to rally.
Is there a Chili's on the west side?
Nice. Get her some merch.
Huntington Beach.
I just think it's a little far.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of work that we're assigning her. We should just bring her back something.
Sure.
A triple dipper.
To-go box.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'll bring her half my slider.
I need all my fries. Here you go. I can't eat these chips.
No, I've been watching for them. They don't leave the house now. They've been like,
well, you wouldn't either.
That's awful.
Don't.
Yeah,
terrible.
Afraid. And she used to walk like she was telling me. She'd walk like miles a day. Miles.
Oh, Jeff.
But she kind of was like one-upping me because I said, oh, well, what is your walk? I mean,
don't blame the victim.
All I'm saying is like, this
is
my walk.
Off. She's hands off right now.
Okay.
Let's just sympathize and give condolences.
Okay, but she seemed to relish in the fact that she walks way more than me.
Yeah, but it's fine. Let her go.
Okay.
She gets a pass.
She gets a pass.
Of all people.
For now. Give it a year.
Okay, fine. Todd, you're very upset. There is the chumps are headed to the Magic Castle next week.
This is awful.
Explain what it is to people.
Okay, so the Magic Castle, as a nerd, Halloween nerd, everything nerd, Magic Castle is like the place magicians either go to do sleight of hand and other stuff. It's this great structure that's been there. What,
it's like
mansion up on the hills for 25 years.
Private club, right?
Private club. 25 years, I've wanted to go to the Magic Castle.
It's amazing.
It's a Hollywood
and
staple.
So I hear the chumps are going to the Magic
we
Castle.
Are.
Like,
we
awesome.
Finally got a connection.
How did I not get an invite? And then I realized the date is the night before my colonoscopy.
You can shit at the Magic Castle.
No, you cannot.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, honey, you don't know what that drink does to you.
I watch Carrie go through it. And
it's
by the way,
awful.
Carrie's still going. She's still going.
Oh,
now,
yeah, good.
Now, mind you, I guess I have to drink all that stuff, which Carrie was awful about.
I want her to be at the house so I can just pound it right in front of her and go, give me a refill.
Oh, no.
Because she was like,
you're not going to be able to do that.
I will.
It's disgusting.
I'll take a video and I'll show it to you. I will.
Radar and Line, or they're texting me right now.
What'd they say? Oh, yeah.
Are you planning on amping up security after the robbery?
Oh, you're going to need a bodyguard.
You should say yes so that.
You should say you're hiring a bodyguard.
You need a shirtless bodyguard. We already have an alarm and
just
cameras.
Just say yes because then they'll.
Cameras that we don't give anybody access to.
Put online, Jeff is ramping up security and it'll be like a safer situation.
What are we doing though?
Landmines?
Oh,
gun tower?
24-hour security?
Gun tower? Dogs?
Barbed wire?
Barbed wire, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what about like some sort of traps?
A moat.
Landmines. Bear traps.
Bear
booby traps.
A moat.
A moat's a great idea.
A moat, and
idea.
You can put koi pond in it. Yeah.
And like gators.
Oh, and piranhas. Sharks.
These are all Everything. Really good suggestions.
Wizards. Yeah. Maybe a picture of you smiling, Wizards. Missing your tooth. People will be like, ah!
That's good.
He lives here. Yeah. That's good. Put your head out the glass window.
That'll scare him
I'm
off.
Sorry I read this. You're an asshole.
Shout out Radar.
I mean, that's a gold mine for Radar. A picture of you right now.
His face is all the security he needs.
That will scare anybody away.
I fought off the intruder.
That's it.
I got punched.
You should see the other guy.
Pistol whip. Oh, my God. We're all going to hell.
Yeah, well.
All right, so what were we saying about Magic Castle?
Anyway, so I don't get to go.
No, you
25
don't.
Years. I finally get an invite. No, I can't go.
Because you're getting your colonoscopy. You don't want to move it? I've moved mine three times.
It.
No,
okay,
Carrie scheduled it, and she's been begging me for years. I just can't. No, I'm going to do it. I'll have another opportunity to go to the Magic Castle at some point in my life. And
I don't know. You've waited 25 years.
I've only been twice in my life.
Well, that's
my third time.
I'll go. I'll figure it out at some point. I've had other offers in the past, but Carrie is always like, I'm not doing that nerdy stuff. And so she was actually agreeing to go. So
There's
that's where the big difference.
A very strict dress code.
No, I've... What, can
very
I,
strict. I went there. I went. There
I told
once.
You, Kian.
They had to give
See,
me a blazer.
Kian?
They gave me a big, oversized green blazer because I wasn't dressed
kind
properly.
Kind of chic now, though, like a big.
Why were you wearing
blazer.
One of your tube tops?
I was wearing my tube top dress, the tie dye one, blue.
Right from the pool, honey.
That's right.
So I remember when I saw you at Larson's. Uh-huh. She came right from the pool. It was a Sunday evening.
I had
and I'm
wet
like,
hair in a
I'm
bun.
I'm like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yep. I didn't know you were there. You're right behind me. I got caught. I got busted in my tube top.
Well, I'm sorry, Todd.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I'm bummed I don't get to go.
Now, people refer to you as Marty Bird because mm-hmm. you of Ozark, because you have a lot of very businesses that are sus. No one really knows what you do for a living.
You're
still
in
don't.
Mexico. You're in Vegas.
I have no idea.
You're
what
at
you
a dental
do.
Office.
I have
You're at a boxing
a
ring.
Very up-and-up new business called The Reputation MD.
Are you starting it with PK?
crypto, Let, honey.
So here,
crypto.
Here's
we buy real estate, but we use crypto.
I work Christine with different Clint industries Stoops. That get a lot of negative complaints online, which is kind of interesting, like nursing homes and detox centers and HVAC people.
Radio shows, television
Radio shows.
Shows.
So people have been impacted negatively. I can get them positive reviews online, FTC compliant positive reviews, and bury the negative reviews. So that's what I do now. So I basically
that is definitely sus.
No, it's not sus at all. What are you talking about? There is it's
so you flood someone's website with positive reviews
based on
smart.
Pushes the interaction.
Pushes the negative ones
but
down.
But it's not fair. You have to understand. So, like a nursing home, these poor people, like it's emotional. Emotional-based people go online, these keyboard warriors, and they will ruin a business. But you can't get those negative reviews removed.
Is that like the Food and Wine Festival in Palm Springs?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, Palm Springs Food and Wine.
Yeah.
They could be, call me.
By the way, they're releasing the lineup. They made the mistake of not including Stu again.
Did you really think they'd call him?
Well, they're going to regret it.
Oh, God. Oh,
there's going to be.
Here we go again.
Food Sorry. Wine Festival, call me. I'll get you positive
yeah.
reviews.
You thought we were savage, the Valley Village. Homeowners Association.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Palm so, Springs.
I'm not going to rest until we have to they close it down.
All right, never mind.
Okay.
They're going to have to go bankrupt.
Oh, that could be your next client.
I
Todd.
Could. TheReputationMD.com.
You should reach out.
You should reach out to Palm Desert.
Use a different
Talk to me
name.
Directly.
Use a different name.
Palm Desert Food and Wine. They could use you.
Mm-hmm. I believe me. Call me. I can hook them up. Give it a month.
Is this a company you thought about and started, or you just joined
so
in with other people?
So the company that bought me has like 12 other companies, mm-hmm. and I was really good at reputation on my tax company before I sold it to them. So they said, hey, can you do it for all our companies? And I said, sure. And then I had other like businesses calling me saying, hey, I saw what you did for the tax companies. Can you help us out?
Where does the dentist chair come in?
So the again,
that's the
I'm
MD part,
the
honey.
Yeah, there you go. So the owner that bought me also owns dentistry offices.
Can I get the name of one of those dentists?
Yeah, you need it. You
Why?
Need it.
There's
Smile Dental
it
and Van Nuys. Smile Dental
Honestly,
and Van Nuys.
I need like a shield.
I mean, it's really bad, Jeff.
It's
I know
the worst
really
thing
bad.
I've ever seen in my life.
Can I also tell you what's really bad is that all my gums are scabbed, so you have this like dark. It's just
ew.
Terrible.
You're literally gonna look like Jaws with like the shards of skin.
Fuck off, Alyssa.
Right, like the little tiny shark teeth.
Yeah. Don't compare me to Jaws.
Because there's two rows of teeth. There's like his first
remember
row
when he,
and then
like,
a back
eats
row.
The container and explodes.
It does look like two rows.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Anyway.
Oh, you could only see Jeff right now.
How
people.
Can I benefit from this? Can you flood my Instagram with positive comments?
Any place where
no.
I can do.
What about Ryan
yes.
O'Connell?
Yes,
we
I
should
can
help
do.
Him.
Should I can do anywhere. That'd I can go Instagram. Idea. Anywhere that allows consumer reviews, customer reviews, I can do it.
Is this okay. legal?
It absolutely
Maybe
is legal.
Maybe you should
legal.
Do that for the Valley Village homeowners. So,
I don't do anything that's sus. Are
yeah,
illegal.
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
your own wife doesn't know what you do for a living.
She does know what I do for a living.
She just can't talk about
she
it.
Just cashes those checks.
She knows there'll be hell to pay, and she talks about it. Anyway, like, Todd at thereputationmd.com.
We're gonna start calling you Todd Shaw.
Don't forget the that. Don't forget yeah. the that.
Todd at thereputationmd.com.
I'm not a doctor, but we're gonna do a convention, and we wear lab coats.
Oh, you're not a doctor.
I'm not.
Thanks for clarifying.
But we're going to wear lab coats. And then the back of my business card has like a prescription. I write a little prescription for me. Yeah, it's
my
really
God.
Neat. It's really neat.
So cute.
Well, it's
gimmicky.
Marketing. It's, well, it is.
Well,
it's novelty.
I love a shtick.
I like it.
So how much would you charge me if it's just like a simple Instagram post, if I wanted to flood it with Jeff, you're so hot, you know, you're the most handsome person I've ever seen. Like whatever. If
love
you
your
wanted,
teeth.
Well,
yeah,
your
love
teeth.
Your smile.
Yeah. I'll get you like 60 reviews for $500.
60.
60.
Great. That's pretty good.
I mean, but that's the bro deal because you're my bro.
Okay, bro.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Huh.
You don't recall this, but I asked you this once before, and you told me 200. And in just the last few days, you raised it to 500. Fucker.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people listening, and they're going, "I want the bro rate for 200." I'm like, "No way."
Inflation.
Like, it's not inflation.
Okay, so yeah. I'm getting the bro.
That
rate
was yesterday. You should have taken advantage of it.
Inflation.
You know what?
Ton.
It went up. It,
it
went
was
up
one day.
Yeah, because now I'm on the radio. Damn it!
Oh,
I got expensive.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll give you the bro rate. I'll take care of you. But it's going to take a lot for people to say positive things about you. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do we write the scripts for them, or can they just come up with something?
I'll write them.
Oh, we could do both.
I mean, are they all? I mean, these people that you
it
hire.
It gets repetitive, doesn't it?
I mean, how much
it?
Do
how
you pay them?
How many things can they say?
We don't want to talk about that, but.
I mean, obviously nothing. You
no,
pay them nothing.
No, 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 no. We pay them. But
what, a dollar for a review?
On some of these people, there is marketplace interaction where they'll have them.
I want to know
call.
What you pay them.
I'm not, I can't tell you that. I have team leaders, and the team leaders pay their
oh,
people.
Jesus Christ.
An MLM.
It's multi-level marketing. You're right.
I told you it was sus.
You're right.
I call 10 people.
Not,
you
it's
call
not
10
at
people.
All.
This no. is a pyramid scam.
It's not at all.
Can I
it's
be a team leader?
My clients rave about me. I just want to let you know.
So if
you pay them. You pay them
no,
to rave
clients,
about you.
My clients rave about me.
So if I bring in 10 friends to write reviews, do I cash out?
You do cash out.
How does that work?
They bring in 10 friends.
Right. And then I just sit back and collect.
Yes, it's very much.
It's I love it.
Yeah.
See, now all of a sudden you're about right.
I got
exactly.
a feeling you got a trunk full of essential oils, knives, and leggings.
It's God, those leggings you're wearing. Oh, where can I get them?
By the way, did before we take the break, did anyone listen to Stu this morning about how his story about how he got fired from TGI Fridays?
I sure did. Yeah.
So something happened where he was closing out at the end of the night. He knew in his mind what he was making, but
tips.
There was $180 more than what he expected. And then, coincidentally, one of the other waitresses said that she was down $180.
Just happened to be the same amount.
And Stu
coincidentally.
Didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. And he just thought to himself, I guess the corporation will cover the $180 loss for the other waitress. And that he was just going to go home with that $180. And then, cut to, he got called in and they realized it was him that took the money and didn't say anything. And they fired him.
Yeah.
He lost a great job. I was talking to Kian and Chef Stu, and they said, well, there's no tips in Ireland, but because it's TGI Fridays, it's all Americans, and all the Americans come there and they tip.
It's a
How do you lose that job?
A coveted job,
yeah.
Especially for a college. He was in college.
In college, making
yeah.
bank.
He thought he was going to just take that $180 yep. home, and no one was going to say a word. No one's going to say otherwise.
Thief!
Yep.
He was also like 19 years old.
But to screw over
still,
your coworker.
Still.
And by the way, he told me that whenever he's like, yeah, whenever we would sing happy birthday, you have to like... rally yep. the other servers, and he's like
for your table,
and they would say, "I'm in the weeds right now, I can't do it."
Yes.
And he's like, "Fuck, come on, I gotta get my tip."
Right,
and so he said we could never. Is that happened at Tony Roma's?
Yeah, but except for like the people that wanted to be actors, they were always available. They didn't give a shit about their table.
They're
like, "Time to sing,
John." Every time, I'll be right there.
Yeah. Oh,
I
just
like,
got sat four tops. They'll be fine. They don't have drinks. Oh, you want to sing? Let's do two songs. I'll take requests. Well.
All right, we're going to take calls. Megan, people are saying that Stu did talk about his job at TGI Fridays before.
When?
He
you
did.
And I, you and I are terrible narcissists.
We are checked out. We're checked
because
out.
Because I said to her.
Doesn't involve us. We don't
I
listen.
Said to Megan, I said, did he ever talk about this before? Megan's like, no, honey.
Never.
Never
I
spoke about it.
I
never
heard remembered. It. So he definitely did.
He
honestly,
did?
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
You and I are the worst.
We really are. We're very self-involved.
It's the whole Lewis family. We tell the same stories over and over because we forget that we already told them.
Whoops. Sorry.
Speaking of the Lewis family, you had dinner with our brother Greg?
I had a wonderful dinner with our brother Greg and his family.
When was this and where did you go?
2 weeks ago, we went to Wood Ranch down in Orange County.
Oh,
Anaheim
Wood Ranch.
Hills, which is so good. Oh, the
so good.
At Wood Ranch. But anyway, I was with the whole family. And those three kids sat there at that dinner table, and they made fun of their dad the same way that you and I and Greg would make fun of dad. And I honestly thought, shit, we've missed out on this. Those kids are great kids, and the whole family's very nice. And I think that you should reach out, and we should all do it together.
That'd be nice. Kumbaya.
I mean, it was awesome. Literally, I just sat there, and I go, I can't believe I've missed this for so many years. And my kids, they're great to Quinn and Pepper. Pepper really likes Cassie's boyfriend. She's like, you're my prince. She sat next to her. She's like, can I sit next to you? And during dinner, she's scratching his back. Cassie's like, what is going on?
Now, didn't she walk in on you the other day?
She did, yeah.
What happened?
Well, two mornings ago, so I'm sitting there. Because my shower, by the way, where we're doing our bathroom, our shower literally takes like 4 minutes to warm up. So I'm sitting there, and I'm naked, and I'm waiting for the shower to warm up. And she comes around the door, and I'm like, Pepper, I need my privacy. She's like, okay, penis face. I'm like, what the hell? She turns around and walks out. I'm like, oh, Pepper.
By the way, Stu is feeling a little dragged, I guess,
oh,
on the
no.
show today. He said, you're fucking staying for the last song.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not. I hope you can find a Uber. And he said, I hope you find your fucking tooth.
It's too late to compromise, Stu. See what I did there?
Wow.
See what I did? Thank you. Yes,
wow.
Thank you.
Oh, God. What if that's the final song? Because that's such a good song.
And he plays it on piano. Maybe they.
No, he already looked at the set list.
It's apologize, first of all.
Oh.
Well, whatever.
But good,
we all know
good
what we're
joke.
Talking about.
It could be the encore.
Shame. Mm.
That is a really good song.
I mean,
and
it's
very
so good.
Apropos
no,
for your relationship.
It's If I Lose Myself is the last song.
What is?
No, but there could be an encore, which you're not going to know what it is.
And they usually change up the songs at different shows.
Don't.
Yeah,
oh,
if you hear
sorry.
The songs you want to hear, you can go. You don't have to wait for the encore.
Right, I agree. Okay, can we take Hannah in Indianapolis?
It might be Hannah.
Oh, it's Hannah? No, do you pronounce it Hannah or Hannah?
No, it's pronounced Hannah.
Got it. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Hannah.
Hey, girl.
No. Oh. Well, shout out to Shane and everybody.
Shout out Hannah.
I'm going to change my name back to all my coworkers. But I just wanted to see if Megan could maybe sneak in a little photo of Jeff's teeth and try to remember all the times that he's made fun of her for her husband. Or her. Yes, please.
I'll do my very best.
I think it's going to be on the video on the app.
Oh, actually,
sure.
Yeah, Kian has a video going that'll probably be up on Jeff's Instagram.
There's actually two filming going on.
Oh, there's other cameras in here?
If you go to the SiriusXM app and you go to Jeff Lewis and then it takes you to Andy Cohen and then you go back to Jeff Lewis, it'll take you to Michelle Collins.
Then close your app.
And after about 17 times,
take it off,
redownload
the app.
Shut down your phone, reboot it.
Get a new account.
Get a new phone.
Then you'll see the mouth, yeah.
Yeah, then you can watch it.
Then you can,
you can
see the toothless Jeff.
But then he'll have a new tooth put on.
Right.
It is a sight to behold, I will tell you that.
So check out the app, Hannah. Thank you so much for calling.
Hannah.
Oh, Hannah. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Did I mispronounce it?
Yeah.
We did again, yeah.
Okay. Megan in Virginia.
Yes, shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Meg. Hey.
I know you guys are really excited about going to the Magic Castle, but with there being a there, aren't you guys afraid of getting haunted or seeing ghosts?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, no.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Is it haunted?
Yeah, it's very haunted.
Really?
Yeah. Is it really?
Is that what they say?
Yes.
Or is that part of like the novelty of it?
No, I think it's truly haunted.
I love haunted places.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy AF.
You know who's creepier than magicians? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but they're
clowns.
Oh. And clowns. Are there clowns? Are there mimes? There's not mimes.
There is a mime.
No.
I think there's a mime.
I do have fear.
There's no clowns, though.
I don't like mimes.
And there's a lot of tricks at play that
you
don't know that's happening.
Tricks?
I can't believe I'm missing it.
You need to see Black Phone on Peacock. Watch it this
weekend. Oh, we were going to try to watch it last night, but we couldn't. It's also on Netflix.
I saw it on Peacock.
No, it's on Peacock.
Oh,
it's freaky. It's scary.
Okay. All right, I'll check it out.
It'll take you like 9 hours to get through it, though.
Oh, can't wait.
I mean,
with all the questions.
With all the questions.
A lot of questions.
All right, so Brock in Toronto. Hi, Brock.
Just Brock. I don't get Hot Brock anymore.
I didn't realize it was Hot Brock. Hi.
What
hi, Brock.
Brock.
Sorry.
Hi. Someone else.
Yeah, there's no other Brocks that listen.
No.
Yeah, how many Brocks are there? Come on.
Yeah, 2 minutes,
I'm your only Brock. Okay, sorry. So here's the thing. I had a sex dream about Shane.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Hot Brock.
Not the only one.
And
that's inappropriate.
That's
and here's what I got to say.
Yeah.
Aladdin really missed out.
He did.
So true.
He's so good. And I think, Todd, you need to start a rating system. You could get positive reviews for Shane. They could be fake. And maybe now Aladdin will answer his DMs.
You might end up meeting someone from this show, Shane.
Not a bad idea, Brock.
Hey,
not Brock, but you may end up meeting someone.
Hot Brock.
Just kidding. Thanks for calling Hot Brock.
Okay, thanks for putting that out there.
Later, HP.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. take
Megan, what happened
Toronto.
With the Lyft meeting yesterday?
Bad news.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to be able to do the Lyft.
No!
No!
Either that or I have to put my mattress on the floor.
No!
The bed's too high. No!
What?
TV on wheels.
Yeah.
No!
Stay tuned, everybody.
What are you
going
to do? I would just move.
You got
to
move.
I know. I might have to just tear the whole thing down.
Yeah,
I'm just going to tear the addition down. It's not worth it anymore.
Are you adding on more square footage to accommodate the acrylic bunny?
Yes. It requires 200 more square feet.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Megan. Have a good day.
You're welcome.